WMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness, Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. And today we have a special guest. I think our special guest will probably be appearing a few times for a couple reasons. One, because he's promoting probably one of the most successful programs I've ever been on as a dietless slimming program. So you heard me. It's dietless. Dietless slimming. And I'm bringing him on for a couple reasons. One, and we will talk about it, because I had a little bit of a fallback this past year, or actually past couple years, due to a few medical issues. So I'm joining the program again. And I have to say, my first week, I have already lost 7.5 inches, and that's what you can gain from this program. I want to welcome Armand Dupuy, and we have we're going to have a very fascinating conversation. But let's start with how you got involved. We will take some callers if there are people that want information. You can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So welcome, Armand.
Yes, hi.
So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this, and then I'll tell my story a little bit as well.
Okay. Well, it's a long story, so I'll cut it a bit short. it all began, I guess weight loss kind of fell into my lap. I didn't wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm going to get into the weight loss business. It kind of fell into my lap while on my, let's say, my spiritual journey, which I've been on since, 1955 now. So that kind of dates me a bit. Mm-hmm. And it was actually in early in September of 1980, a friend of mine from Toronto, Walter Tilner, we founded the very first memory school in Toronto, and we were teaching a memory and personal growth. And we found that, of course, people were taking our courses to improve their lives in so many different ways, but we found after a little while that a pattern was starting to evolve, and it was early 1981. When it came to light that a lot of our students were looking to lose weight. They were saying, how can I change my eating habits because I want to lose weight? I know I'm not eating right and I'm gaining weight. How do I lose it? Well, if that's what you want. I didn't know a thing about weight loss at the time. I've always been skinny. And so I said, hey, well, yeah, I can.
How do we hate you for that, right? Just so you know.
Well, that actually, I'll have to talk about that. That brings up the first law of dietless living.
Of course it does.
Okay, the first law of dietless living. I'll reveal that today. Remind me. Anyway, we found that a lot of people, wanted to lose weight. They didn't want to learn how to change their eating habits. Well, that's easy. Here's how you use the tools to change your patterns. And lo and behold, of course it worked, and a new weight loss system was born. And I've been, I guess, in and out of the weight loss business ever since until 1996, when I was living at the time for a brief period of time in Medicine Hat, Alberta, in Canada. And something dropped into my lap at the time, and I just had to get back in, and that's when we perfected our dietless living system. And I can say honestly, since that time, there are people who didn't succeed, simply because they didn't follow the program. But every single person who's followed the simplest program on the planet has succeeded in losing the weight. But it kind of fell into my lap, and we evolved from there. And then, of course, I did a lot of studies in different areas of health and so on. So the plan we're following today is very, very simple. It has to be by far the easiest weight loss program on the planet. And that's a little hard to believe for a lot of people because weight loss has been such a struggle, such a struggle. Diet here, you lose 20 pounds, gain back 25, and so on. And, the problem is all the myths, all the misinformation that's out there. And people believe rightly so, that losing weight is very difficult. And it is, but only if you're doing the wrong thing. If you do the right thing for your body, bingo, it's easy. And that's the bottom line, really. But getting back to the first law of dietless slimming is very simple. And listen carefully. You are and you always will be at the ideal weight for your present lifestyle. End of story.
Yes, which is part of my story, is I couldn't be at, I mean, I, yes, I was at my ideal weight, but I couldn't get back to where I needed to go or wanted to go, due to some, first it was heavy metal poisoning that made my body, because a growth called Candida, comes into your body to eat up the heavy metals. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know I had an allergic reaction to diesel. And I couldn't understand what was happening to my body, even when I wasn't necessarily eating more, eating differently. My body was getting bloated to try and eat up something that I didn't know was happening in my body. And one of the rules of Candida is that you don't have fruit, and it's very specific type of diet. Over the past little over a year now, I've had two frozen shoulders. So as my energy was getting depleted from the heavy metal poisoning, it completely stopped at the frozen shoulders, because I wasn't able to do any type of physical exercise whatsoever, because it was, at the beginning, it was like knife sharp pains, and then it still would, I was getting my energy up a little bit for little bits of time, and if I tried to do any type of walking or anything, it would still be very, very painful and uncomfortable to move your arms. And, of course, as you walk, you move your arms. So it was definitely a challenge that I am ready to get back on track with. And hopefully, I know that everything, because as I said, this is probably the number one program I've ever had, with only one preface, and that's called the breakup diet. But that is not a diet that is recommended to anybody. You know, that's when somebody breaks up with you and all you want to do is stay in bed and sleep and not eat and not do anything. So that's not a diet I recommend. Well, but this one I do recommend, because I know it works. It works quickly. And in fact, with the new part of the new program, Armin has to go back and actually change some of his promotional material, because people don't think he's telling the truth in how much people can actually lose weight now. So he's going to change it to reflect that it's not so much. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, let's go back to your story a little bit, not okay. The present time. I'll go back, what was it, 5 or 6 years when we first connected online?
I went back finally to figure out. It was 8 years ago.
That long? Oh, yeah. My goodness. 8 years ago. Let me, if you don't mind, tell a little bit about your story.
Oh, yeah, sure, because that's good.
Yeah, when we first met and Lori got on my program, she wasn't eating very bad. She didn't have a whole lot of weight to lose at the time. I recalled exactly you wanted to lose 23 pounds. And, you know, most of her, diet was pretty good. And she was exercising regularly. As a matter of fact, her and a couple of girlfriends were running on a regular basis. And I said right off the bat, that's the problem. You're running. You're burning sugar. You have to slow down to walk. I had a bit of difficulty convincing her to slow down to a walk. And she finally did slow down to what she called a power walk. And wanting to lose 23 pounds, and she actually lost 25 pounds over a 3-month period. And basically it stayed off until she had the medical issue. And now, of course, now I have to admit that Lori does have an advantage over everybody else, and that's why she lost 7.5 inches the first week. And that's because she already knows it works. So that's a bit of an advantage. But, yeah, about the thing that happened, what's been happening with the program since the very beginning, since we perfected it back in 96, is that consistently people were losing usually around 10 to 12 pounds a month. That's been pretty much the average. Pretty consistently with everybody, if they were following the program, it's the easiest, it's easier than any diet program on the planet. And you follow this simple system. The only exercise we ever recommend is walking. But the problem with talking about what I said to Lori, I think I have to start to lie to people. Because I always believe in being upfront and telling the truth. And last year, a new line of supplements dropped into our lab. And it's the most nutritionally efficient supplements I have ever seen in my life. And I've been in this business for decades. And I've, you know, bought supplements and recommended supplements the best we could ever find on the planet from different companies over the years. And that's another whole issue by itself. And then we added these supplements to the program. And where people were losing, you know, a pound, 2 pounds a week, an average of about 10 pounds a month, we're not sure yet how much people are losing with this program. We're just too soon into it. But the best that we can figure right now in total safety, people are losing anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds a month. It's 5 to 10 pounds per week. Now, that is totally unbelievable. I'm stating that on my short video I've got on my website, but I'm going to change it and say 2 to 3 pounds or more. That way I'm not lying, and people will believe it a little bit more, because people have struggled for so long, and it's been so difficult for losing so little weight and gaining it back, that to have a permanent weight loss program, losing 5 pounds or 10 pounds a week is just totally unheard of, and people just can't, the mind can't grasp it. That's the problem.
And it's, I have to say, when I was part of your group, 8 years ago, I did near the end, because I don't think it was right away that your supplements came to you, or for whatever reason, I did it near the end. The product then, which this company has taken over, but these are still even better products than them, the energy level definitely improved and increased, and it was definitely, definitely a better way to lose the weight. But by that point, I pretty much already lost most of it. Mm-hmm. And this time, I just started them this week, but I've already noticed, and we were talking before the show, that I actually have to, and I know you guys are probably thinking, you know, this is just one of those conversations that, you know, we're trying to get you to do something. But seriously, I've already noticed since Tuesday, I got them Tuesday night, this is only Friday, I've already noticed that I have to change when I take the last drink. I have to take it earlier in the day, because it's right now, because my body isn't quite back to its normal functioning. There's too much energy, and my anxiety level increases a little bit because my body knows it needs to sleep, but it's not able to sleep because I've got too much energy.
That's been pretty common. People are not used to having that much nutrition in their body. And so you start to get the nutrition your body needs in a form that the body can absorb, and that's a very important part of it. All of a sudden, you've got energy you weren't used to having. And it's like, whoa, what's happening? You know, that's the whole thing.
And when I got back with Armin, the reason it was actually a totally synchronistic event, because he sent out an email to another Lori and just happened to send it. And he doesn't even know how. It just happened to send to both of us. But it was talking about the fact of the nutrition. And the reason it resonated so much is that everybody who's listened to my nuclear physicist, Thomas Campbell, and his shows, in January we had a show about New Year's resolutions. And the one thing he said when we got to the weight loss, of course, this is about, you know, this is somebody who's into being and not doing. So it was about, you know, how we shouldn't have New Year's resolutions, because it creates a state for failure. But we talked about, he said the number one reason people are overweight is because they don't have the proper nutrition. So when you mentioned that in the email, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know why I forgot. And we came back. But we have to go for our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Armin Dupuy with us. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yeah, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night magic seem to whisper and hush, yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Armin Dupree. Armin can be found on the web at, now this is a little bit different, so listen, it's dietless.info. So it's dietless.info, not .com, dietless.info. Dietless.info. Right before the break, we were talking about supplements. Supplements is a huge part, and as I said, I love Tom Campbell, so he makes a point about something. I usually listen. And the fact that it came 2 points so quickly in my life, I knew that this was something that was really important for me. And I do say that there is a huge difference. And so let's talk about what we've been missing in our diet. I know that you want to tell people what they can get for free.
Okay, well, let's talk about the free, first of all.
All right.
Well, I've decided to, and you know yourself, like from being on the program before, it works with everyone, even without supplements, okay? It's not going to get you perfectly healthy, but you can achieve your ideal weight. And since these new supplements kind of dropped into our lab, the company you were referring to earlier, that the supplements you were taking 8 years ago, they actually got bought out by another company, which now is a conglomerate of about 24 companies. That's another story. And what we've decided to do, because what I need right now is I need statistics, okay? Because this is so unbelievable what's going on. I need some hard, fast statistics so we can do the right press releases and so on. So what we decided to do beginning of this year, we're just getting the program restarted, if you will, is we're giving the total program away for free, no strings, okay, first of all. You can go to dietless.info, that's dietless.info, and sign up for the free program, and it's all free. There's no supplements to buy. You don't have to. You'll get the exact same lessons, the exact same support online and live virtual conference room, if you will. But it doesn't matter where you live on the planet, as long as you've got an internet connection, high speed preferably. And but here's the catch. We're going to have, of course, in the same exact classes, taking the exact same lessons, both people who are on the supplements and people that are not. And so the people are not.
You're so scientific. You're going to have a control group.
Well, exactly, exactly. And that's the only way you can publish statistics like that, is to have a control group. And I can't use the knowledge from before or the stats from before, because people could say, well, you know, that was before, maybe you've changed the program or whatever. No, I need the people to be taking the same exact program. Now, that being said, if you've got, if you're on the program, you're losing 10, 12 pounds a month with no problems, you're not dieting, there's no strenuous exercises, we can talk about that, you're coming to support classes, well, there'll be other people on the same support class who will be taking the supplements, and they'll be losing 20 to 30 pounds a month. Need I say more, you know? And so very quickly, we won't be able to keep people off the supplements very long. Let's put it that way. We found that out already. And but the whole thing about supplements, and there's so much garbage out there, let's say, to use a nice term, about supplements, because I see advertisements on the TV and all the commercials, and you listen to them, and they say, oh, our multi-supplements, vitamins and mineral formulas are complete nutrition. Now, this is where it gets pretty dicey, because, you see, how many let's forget all about the other supplements. Let's just talk about minerals for one moment, just about minerals. And most people don't have a clue how many minerals does your body need every day. And if you look, and if you're taking supplements, and I don't care where you buy them, you can buy them from a drugstore, you can buy them from a health food store, you can buy them from a direct marketing company. If you're taking supplements, go and pick up that bottle right now, if they're handy, and count the minerals. And I'll guarantee that all you're going to find is somewhere between maybe a dozen or 15 minerals at the most in that supplement bottle. And we assume that's what we need, because they're calling it complete nutrition. But you know what? Your body needs over 60 minerals to remain healthy. Now, here's the problem. In America, and I'm talking U.S., and I live in Canada, it's not going to be much different because we have used the same farming practices for at least a few centuries. In the U.S., this is, you know, go on the government's website. You can find it there. I don't know where, but it's the U.S. government statistics, is that on the average, fully 80% of all the minerals your body needs to remain healthy is lacking from American soil. Now think about that. You need 60 minerals. Most of them are lacking, so you got maybe 12 or 15 minerals you're getting from your food.
And the only way your food can get the minerals is by drawing it up through the earth.
The plants cannot manufacture minerals. They have to get it from the earth. And then the plant takes it, what we call inorganic minerals, and the plant converts it into organic, which is in a form that your body can absorb. So now You're eating the food, you're eating your vegetables, but guess what? 75-80% of the minerals that's supposed to be there are not there because they weren't in the soil to begin with. The soil is depleted. The U.S. government has known that for almost a century. Okay? So now what happens? So now, so we know that our food is lacking the nutrients, and that's assuming you're eating the best food that money can buy, which, of course, most people don't. So now you take supplements because, and that's the reason that the vitamin industry, the supplement industry, has become a multi-billion dollar industry. But like I said, count the minerals in that bottle. There's a dozen or so. One of the most popular advertised supplements on the planet, in North America at least, is claiming to be complete nutrition. They've got 11 minerals in there. Now, here's the problem. If you don't have the right minerals in your body, you can't even utilize the vitamins properly. So that's a waste of money. But here's the kicker. If you're lacking certain minerals in your body cannot metabolize the fat properly. In other words, you can't burn off the fat without the right minerals because they're required as cofactors for you to be able to metabolize that fat. And people wonder why they can't burn off the fat. So this is what happens. So, you know, this is So the other thing, if you look at any supplement bottle, again, you can buy them at a health food store anywhere you want. Does the bottle say that the minerals are plant-derived? Okay? Now, if they don't come from plants, you can't absorb them. A good example, okay? Let's look at the ladies for a moment. A woman gets pregnant, goes to the doctor, checks her blood and all that. Oh, you're a little low in iron. Why? Because the baby's wanting nutrients, right? The baby needs all that stuff to grow. And if it doesn't, the woman isn't taking it into her body, the baby takes that out of the woman's body. That's the law of nature. It's the law of survival. The children don't survive. We wouldn't survive as a species. So the doctor prescribes iron pills. So the woman gets hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny, really. It's a joke, but it's not funny. Because why? Because the minerals aren't coming from plants. They're coming from minerals. Now, legally, it's totally right. You can say, oh, you got iron, you got zinc, you got this. But if it's not coming from plants, it's doing more harm than good.
So not only then you need candida to eat that metals yeah. that your then body can't digest.
Yeah, then you blow up like a balloon, right?
Yeah.
this is the problem. And now, this is, again, like I didn't go looking for this. This kind of fell into our lap because the company we were involved in, actually I was involved in two companies for different types of supplements. And one of them got bought out by this new company, and the other one merged with it. So I was brought into twice. So basically, you know, this is what happened. And I'm not going to, give names over the air, but basically what happened is this company, way back when, it was back many years ago, they discovered a source of minerals in the U.S., underground, but they're plant-derived minerals. And here's what's happened. Millions of years ago, plants used to grow and die, just like today. But there was one major difference. Way back then, there wasn't as much oxygen on the planet. So as a result, when the plants died, they didn't decay. And they just compressed more plants on top of each other. And you wound up with a layer that became eventually just minerals, derived minerals, which contains the over 60 minerals that the body needs. And so this is why this company has been so successful, because of the minerals in their supplements. And because without those, nothing else works right. And today you look at, the illness. I just heard just in my own province here in the U.S., you call it a state, in Ontario where I live and where you live, Lori, is that the results of obesity is adding $4.5 billion to the healthcare system every year.
The Canadian healthcare system. Yep. So much different. Just Ontario, just one province.
That's just one province.
So much difference.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the solution, if you remove obesity, you save, I forget what it is in the U.S., it's $150 or $200 billion a year is extra medical cost because of obesity, not counting the loss of work, loss of efficiency, and all the other things that are involved, you know. And yet, the main thing today, just in the U.S. and Canada, people are spending over $65 billion a year for weight control, and the failure rate is somewhere between 95% and 98%.
We need to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Armin Dupuy. I know we've been talking a lot about supplements. We will get back to the dietless slimming that it's just such an important piece, especially again because our nuclear physicist also talked about nutrition. Nutrition is key to assisting us to get back into optimal health. So that's why we have been talking about this, but we will get back to the program. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Armin Dupuy. You can find him on the web at dietless.info. So not .com, but dietless.info on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space, talk like an open book. Sign me up, got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. And today we have Armin Dupuy. We're talking about dietless slimming. And yes, I said it, dietless slimming. And as I said in the beginning, this is probably one of the it is the most effective program I've ever been on. My first week back onto it, I lost 7.5 inches. I can't say enough about it. This is not just a program that will change your body. It will change your life. It also works with your belief systems. I mean, it's a whole program. It's not just about diet and food and exercise, but let's go back into that. The other thing I definitely want to talk about is, you know, one of the things I like to talk about a lot is, you know, we're a doing society. And when you're doing and you're focusing on things that are external, you know, we're doing it for the wrong reasons. And weight isn't our cause. Weight is a symptom. And, you know, we have to learn to change our mindset, and that is definitely part of the program that Armand has put together. It's one of the main components of the program, but let's get back to the program.
Okay. Well, yes, the mind, your attitude, this is the most important thing. And that is actually the core of the whole program, as you said, because, you see, whatever you try to do, like just say, for example, people try to eat healthier, or you try to stick to a diet or these things, and you're trying to do it with effort of willpower, and that's the problem. I mean, how long can you stick it out? And you try to stick to it, the longer you stay away from something, the more you crave it. And that's the problem. So the change has to happen inwardly. And I'm not talking about positive thinking. If you're to compare what we teach, which we call the IntelliKey teachings, and the word IntelliKey, E-N-T-E-L-E-C-H-Y, you can find it in the larger dictionary. It means the complete actualization as compared to or as opposed to potentiality. In other words, making it real in your life instead of being just a fantasy. And that's the core of the whole program. It doesn't matter how good the rest of the program is, because unless you change inwardly, you're not going to change it. The beauty it is that it's very, very simple. It's the easiest thing in the world. It's actually fun to do as opposed to struggling with willpower. And that's the whole thing. The change has to happen inside. Now, one of the things that people look at is the dieting process. Well, first of all, the diet industry has everybody believing that it's only a matter of you finding the right diet for you. And, you know, people, well, I haven't found the right diet yet, you see. This is how people think. When the real problem, one of the biggest problems in weight control, is the dieting itself. Because there's one thing that we know, scientifically and medically, about every single diet, no matter which diet it is that when you go on a diet, there's one thing we know for sure, it will slow down your metabolism, and now your problem is worse than it was before. And you see, I mean, the people in the diet industry, they know that. I mean, you watch the commercials. Oh, it's not a diet. Our system is not a diet. You eat our prepackaged foods. Well, guess what? That is a diet. I don't care if they call it a point system or what. You're dieting. And the one thing we know for sure is that once you stop the diet, which you can't stay in a diet all your life, of course, once you stop the diet, you'll gain it all back and you'll gain a few extra pounds as a bonus, because now you're metabolism is slower than it was before. You could say that your set point has changed, if you will. And you go back to eating the same way you ate before, guess what? You gain it all back and a bunch more weight on as extra.
As an extra bonus.
Yep, extra bonus. That's the way it is. And, I mean, look, I mean, don't take my word for it. You know, just look around you, twist your neck a little bit, turn your head, and look around you, and the results speak for themselves.
Oh, Armand. Every woman and man who has tried to diet knows you're talking the truth, whether they want to admit it or not.
Yeah, exactly. But you see, the reality is that not dieting. Imagine this. If you're losing weight, it doesn't matter if it was only a pound a week, but you're losing weight nice and steady without dieting. Yeah. Well, guess what? It's not going to come back, because you're not slowing down your metabolism. And you see, our program is another thing, is metabolism, okay? I mean, you go to the doctor and say, well, you know, my dear, with you, your problem's metabolism. So you have to try harder. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of BS. Because why did they say that? Because they don't know what your problem is. Well, they may know what it is, they know the solution, you see? Right. So this is the one thing. First of all, the most important part of our program is the mental attitude, learning how to change those habits without having to struggle with willpower. You see, I can teach you the most fantastic success principles in the world, and I will. But unless you know how to integrate those success principles into your being, it's not going to work. You're struggling. You can't struggle all your life. You see?
And that goes with what, you know, what I talk about all the time, is that, you know, we have to stop doing. I mean, yes, there's things to do, but if you're doing it from a place of fear, and let's face it, people get into weight loss because of fear. So if you're doing it from a place of fear, then, you know, everything you do is just going to backfire. So,
of course,
because you're not coming from a place of being, and you have to come from that place of knowing. And that's what I wrote in my newsletter this month, is that you have to know from a place that this is for your absolute health and well-being, and from a place of love, not from a place of fear. And it makes the biggest difference in the world, because you are become more motivated, and you're wanting to make the changes because you feel the difference. And I guess, yes, partially, you know, my advantage is because I do know how easy of a program this is, because I've already done it and it was very successful. So yes, you're right in that sense that it's going to be slightly easier for me, but I promise you that it really is, it's life-altering. It really is life-altering.
Well, the you see, basically, if I look at the essential elements of the program, number one is the mental aspect of it. The IntelliKey teachings is the most important part. The second thing is metabolism. And the problem with metabolism, as you slow down your metabolism over time, every diet you go on slows it down some more. And therefore, your problem gets worse and worse and worse. You're going up and down on your way up. I mean, somebody needs to lose some weight. They're convinced they're going to diet. They need to lose 15, 20 pounds. They go on a diet. They lose that weight, gain back 30. Later on, they go on another diet. You lose 25, gain back to 30 or 40, and on it goes. And so one of the biggest causes of obesity is the diet programs. So those are the issues that are involved. The other thing is nutrition, of course, is metabolism. But you see, with our program, we teach you how to easily rebuild your metabolism. Okay, and that's the key. That's one of the key factors, to rebuild it. And we do that by exercise. Now, get ready for the hard stuff. The exercises that we do is walking. End of story. Walking, and I don't even ever want you to get out of breath. You see, people go to the gym, you know, and we know that you have to work hard to burn off fat. But that's only because you're doing the wrong exercise. And here's the problem. People are doing sugar-burning exercises to try to burn fat. Well, of course it doesn't work. You know, a few years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, I personally did a survey of over 20, I think it was about 26 fitness centers. And I always spoke to the most qualified person in the place, usually the owner or manager. And after assuring myself that they were actually a qualified fitness instructor, okay, that they went to school, they had their certificate and all that, I asked them one question. I always ask the same question, and I quote, when you went to school to become a qualified fitness instructor, did they teach you the difference between sugar-burning exercises and fat-burning exercises? End of quote. I usually got a blank stare, and I always got a no. They didn't know the difference. You see, fitness instructors, do they know about fitness? Yes, they do. But they don't have a clue about fat burning. That's the problem. They never learned it in school.
Yeah, they would have learned aerobic and anaerobic, but unless you know what that means to
Most people don't.
Right.
Most people don't, because you talk about doing aerobic exercise. You see all these aerobic videos and all that. Mm-hmm. People are jumping up and down. Well, guess what? They call them aerobics, but those are anaerobic. They're all burning sugar.
Right.
And that's the key with my program. I mean, there's about a dozen secrets we teach about walking to turn it into a metabolism rebuilder and also the best fat burner on the planet. But, you know, we teach you a whole bunch of secrets, but one of the key is that you never get out of breath. You get out of breath, guess what? You're burning sugar. You go and exercise real hard and you're sore the next day, guess what? You were burning sugar, not fat. And people wonder why they can't. And what happens? Now you're putting on muscle mass. It's sugar-burning muscle mass. And you've been working your butt off, dieting. You get on the scale, you gained a pound that week.
That's
how encouraging.
Yeah, that we all have done. And it's so funny because you know, we really think that we're doing the right thing.
That's right.
And I was taking a running class. I mean, it was, you know, I don't know that I did it for, I was never a runner. So I had just sort of started it later in my life. But I did it for aerobic exercise, not knowing that my metabolism just wasn't high enough because of the whole diet yo-yo cycle. So I had to, you know, learn
it wasn't the
easy way.
Walking.
The easy way to change it, and it made all the difference in the world. We have to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio. Visit Armin on his website at dietlist.info. That's dietlist.info. And we're powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space. Talk like an open book. Sign me up. Got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something that I left unknown. We're so close.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Armin Dupuy here today. Armin and I are talking about, you know, one of the most successful programs I've ever been on, and it's called Dietless Slimming. You know, it sounds too good to be true. I know that we sound overly enthusiastic, and, you know, we really are only overly enthusiastic because we do know how effective this is and how you've all been, I want to say lied to, but I can't really think of another word that really you know, helps you understand.
Scam's a good word.
Scam, okay. You've all been scammed to get the money from the people, you know, who are putting out these supplements and putting out these things because we all think we want this quick fix. And, you know, we're here to let you know. I think, you know, it's good to come back with the first law, just to really help people understand, one, you're where you are for a reason, but two, you know, let's make some changes. And not from a place of fear, but, you know, from really getting excited about wanting to come into an optimal health and well-being for not only for yourself, but, you know, for your future and for, you know, everyone in your life. Because once you make a change, you know everybody around you is going to want to make that change too.
Well, one of the things, too, you're talking about fear and, you know, people, oh, you know, what am I going to have to do? You know, how am I going to last on this new system or whatever? And the one thing that I can guarantee you is that you will never, ever be hungry because there is no dieting. You'll never be hungry. And, for example, in the beginning, like I'm talking about food, in the beginning, we don't change what you eat. We teach you how to change how you eat it and when you eat it. And just that alone starts to drop the weight off. It's unbelievable the way that it works. But you see, all the diet systems, the exercise systems for weight loss today, you know, it's all revolving around working against your body. And so all you need to learn to do is learn how to work in harmony with your body, with your mind and body for that matter, and things begin to happen. And you see, look at a weight loss clinic. Their goal is not to get you to lose the weight forever, because then if everybody lost the weight overnight and achieved their ideal weight, they've lost their business. They have no more clients. You see? That's the whole thing. And so people go through, they may play musical clinics, but you go with one diet and try another diet and try this other diet, and they spend thousands of dollars. And yet, in the end, the failure rate is somewhere between 95 and 98%. More and more people are getting more and more overweight all the time. So you have to realize that what you've learned is wrong. If it wasn't wrong, it'd be working for you.
Yeah.
You see? That's the bottom line. And so there's no fear there because you're never going to starve yourself. No one has ever starved themselves on my program, and no one who's followed the simple program has ever failed. Let me elaborate on the program a little bit. Number one, we spend about half an hour a day in what I call quiet time. That's learning how to take charge of your habits without struggling with willpower. It's a fun thing to do, as a matter of fact. And as opposed to a struggle, it's a fun thing. The other thing is walking. It's the only exercise you will ever have to do. Now, if you go to a gym or fitness center, if you're really out of shape, they'll start you walking to prepare you for the harder exercises. So you start to walk and you lose a bit of weight, and then they put you in the harder stuff. You stop losing weight. You plateau. Why? Because now you're into sugar-burning exercises.
Well, what's worse, Armin, is when I see the people out there that are so out of shape and they're jogging.
And unbelievable.
I just cringe because their face is red. They're out of breath. It's like you're a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, about to get a heart attack, and what they don't realize is they're burning sugar. You see?
It's so scary.
Yeah. And so, see, look, if you go back, you know, historically, we don't have time to cover all this stuff, but, you know, way back when, go back tens of thousands of years ago, we were hunters and gatherers. And we know scientifically that our bodies haven't changed in a few hundred thousand years. They're the same as they were way back then. But we were hunters and gatherers. We didn't get to eat every day, and we had to do a lot of walking to go find the food. Or you died. So our ancestors used to walk a lot, and they had to be efficient at storing fat. Otherwise, when you had no food, you'd die if you didn't have any fat stores. So we're descendants of the people who survived, therefore the people whose bodies were efficient at storing fat. Today, we don't go walking a lot. We sit behind the TV and the computer and so on. And not that we have to live like our ancestors did, no, but we have to understand how our body's made up. So a little bit of walking goes a long way, you know? And like I said, a lot of people would lose anywhere 10 to 12 pounds a month. But I've had ladies way back before these supplements, I've had a couple of ladies who were losing about 10 pounds a week. Why? Because they were walking more, not harder, not faster, more of it. You see? And they were burning it off. That's what your body's designed to do, to burn fat.
Yeah, we're not actually, our bodies don't want to store fat. We do it out of the necessity that when we were hunters and gatherers.
That's right. That's right.
Starving, we needed to have that extra fat so that we, you know, when we had those days when we were starving, we could.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we have not a whole lot of time left, so maybe just cover a bit about the program a little bit. On my website at dietlist.info, I have a 9-minute video. It's very short, a 9-minute video. And that video basically explains the whole thing. There's a little sign-up form. You can sign up. There's no cost to it. You can sign up for free. Like I said, the supplements are optional. You can take all of our program. How the program, at the moment you sign up for the system, we get you set up for the lessons. And then you get your introductory lesson right away. And then 24 hours later, you get your quick start, which gets you going to lose fat the very first week. Results that you can actually measure. And from then on, we have support classes online. There's no charge for those either. And after
That's very important.
Very important. As a matter of fact, I had the lessons automated for a while. And then I changed that because a lot of people thought they didn't need the support and wouldn't show up. So now we've changed it back to the original way back when you first took the program 8 years ago. What we used to do then, and we're doing the same thing now, is you would get your next lesson when you attended the support class. That's when you get your next lesson. And all the lessons are pre-recorded. You download the audio so you can listen to it as often as you want. You can listen to it while we're walking or whatever. And then there's a support class. So you go through the lessons. They're usually about a week apart. And then, of course, you get the support to go along so you can ask all of your questions. And it's not the kind of support class where you have to air your linen in public. No, this is all support. There's no pressure. We also, one thing that people are glad to know is that we don't treat you like a child like most clinics do. We treat you like an adult, okay? And, you know, all I can ever be for you is a coach and guide. You have to take responsibility for your own life, but we make it easy. And people are looking for a quick fix. And there used to be no such thing, but today with the supplements we have the quick fix, but it's also healthy, and that's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, we have to go, but we are going to have you come back, Armin, and I just want to confirm the date at this point. It's going to be Monday, the 29th of April. So by then, I will have been on the program for quite a bit of time, and I think you will find some very fascinating results. So I'm looking forward to having you back. Armin, it's been a pleasure. You can find
him at
dietlist.info. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.